You're listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
Now plug yourself in the ass. It's the time for another Go Plug Yourself podcast.
Cincinnati.
Cut to camera 3. Cut to camera 1. Cut to camera 2. Bearman. Glad we're recording this. And you and say like Bearman. Can you record like? Can you pretend like you're producing the news right now like Bearman? How many? Like an evening news show.
How many cameras were on Bearman? Cut to camera 1. Cut to camera 1. Cut to camera 1. Hit it, Bearman.
And action!
Bearman's in the house. Hot off the Fringe Film Festival. Two minutes.
Hot off sweeping the Fringe Film Festival.
In all categories.
Sweeping all the awards away. Yeah. Sweeping all the awards away from us.
No time for awards, says Bearman.
No time. I mean, Bearman.
This is a heavy.
We've already killed this festival, as far as I know.
Do you mean killed it, like ruined it, or killed it, like I killed here?
A little bit of both.
Bearman kill.
So,
metaphorically,
you've already left your mark on the festival, and then
again in every sense.
Then you're gonna mark it again.
Yeah.
Like you mark your territory. Like,
is this officially episode 3 of the Fringe?
I guess
series?
So. They could come out in any order. This one might come out later because your thing's only the 21st. I might edit this together later.
Should I be in character as Bearman?
Well,
but
you both.
I don't know. I think it'd be weird.
You could have a cameo. You could be like, or not acknowledge it. Be like, hey Walter, I need to go get something, and then leave, then come back as Bearman.
Could be like Pokeroo.
Yeah, exactly. Be like, why?
You just missed Bearman.
I don't know what's Pokeroo.
Holy shit, Walter, have a childhood.
Like,
try having a childhood.
Polka Dot Door was a show on TVO, but I don't know if they had it here.
No, it was. I feel like it was even on CBC.
No, it wasn't on CBC, but
it was definitely on PBS. I feel like it might have been on CBC.
Pokeroo sounds like a porno.
Pokeroo.
It was this kid show with puppets, and they had this extra tall puppet that one of the there were two adults in the show, and they had puppets, and like one of them would go away, and then all of a sudden Pokeroo would show up at the door. And it was like this really tall, look like sort of multicolored giraffe.
Yeah.
And
who could only say Pokeroo?
Pokeroo. I don't even remember how it sounded.
Pokeroo.
Do you remember that time we did an episode of Night Fight?
Yeah.
And we talked about Hannibal for 20 minutes. You remember that one?
I do.
I don't.
Remember but that one?
I know, but I know that it happened. And I feel like for Brunch Fight, 20 minutes on Pokeroo.
Pokeroo.
Yeah, I feel like.
I don't know. I would. I think that would be a delightful joke that if Leland and Bearman just keep missing each other.
My father actually would not let me watch Polka Dot Door because he felt that
satanic.
The characters talk down to the children that are watching.
That's a really good reason.
Yeah, I think so too.
Satanic also.
Also Satan.
Deeply satanic undertones. Yeah. So you guys are here, Leland Beckman, a.k.a.
Hey, Leland.
The one, the only Bearman.
A.k.a. the musical director.
Right.
Spiritual guru.
Sure.
And for one time only, co-executive chef.
Right.
For Brunch Fight.
Right. Also, provider of the Go Plug Yourself theme song.
Yes. Yeah.
Go Plug Yourself. Plug in, mother, plug
fringe it up on the spot.
Go fringe yourself. Yeah.
Musical genius. See what I'm saying here?
Holy
on
shit.
The fly. He wrote that now.
How? How does he do
How does
it?
He do it?
So talented.
Let's fringe for the night.
Before we go any further,
uh-huh.
I'd just like to congratulate you on being the number 3 podcast.
Number 3.
You know why? Intro.
Number
you know
3.
Why is that?
It's all the song. It's all the song.
People listen to the song, tune out, go to Call Montreal and vote. I think that's
Edge of the City,
do.
they don't have the song.
Like,
I don't
do.
Know. I haven't had to listen to it. I don't know. Midnight Boots In, they probably don't have a
They're
song.
They're not even Midnight Boots In anymore.
Whatever.
Like, I need to refer to them as the podcast formerly known as Midnight Boots In because they changed the name. I don't remember what it is. I had to Google it when I saw that they were the number 1 podcast in Montreal. I was like, who are these assholes? Then it was Midnight Puts In, and they just have a new chain.
Were you guys ever on the list before the theme song?
I think it was a new category.
No, it wasn't. It was an online-only category last year.
Is there a new category because of my theme song? Is
Maybe. That's what I'm thinking.
Yes.
And next year, there'll be a category that's like best local podcast theme song.
And then we're going to stop being on the local podcast. We're going to stop being on best podcast, and then you're going to start being on best podcast theme song. We're going to be like that. It was the theme song.
So
people were just voting for the theme song.
I just picked up a Hardcastle and McCormick flyer.
They were our first guest.
Yeah.
And it's soggy.
Nice.
And disgusting.
There was a beer on top of it, probably.
Nope. That's just Morgan's pockets.
No, it was Chris Dolger holding it.
Just don't want to touch it.
Yeah. So what do you guys...
Leland, tell us about Brunch Fight.
I was going to say...
Where did this idea come from?
For the listeners, for the fringe diehards, right. Fringehards? Die fringes?
Fringards.
The fringards. Fringards.
Yeah.
I'm going to put myself in their shoes.
Pigman.
I'm going to put themselves in their shoes, and I remember flashing back now to Fringe for All, where you guys said some things and threw some waffles at people, and then you got off the stage. So
I was on the stage throwing waffles with the Isle of France.
No, Isle of France was on stage throwing waffles with you.
Right.
Wait, no, both of you are Isle of France. Isle of France cloned himself. And
Bear Man's getting upset now. I don't think he welcomes the Isle of
France.
No like inside joke. Isle of France, but a cub.
This was a well tweeted joke. Why would she?
Yeah,
call?
Some theater critic thought thought that I was Air France. So.
Air France. You're just. Air France over here. Air France and Walter J. Ling are throwing waffles at the crowd.
So we did like six episodes of Night Fight here, I think?
Yeah, so at least six.
We did six, yeah.
Okay.
And then it's a
late night talk show.
We had nowhere left to go.
Really?
We had done it all.
Burned all of our bridges.
Every single bridge. We did it all and we burned every bridge.
You then committed some sort of a religious travesty, I believe, in a convent.
Yeah, that happened. Yeah. So like, where do we go from here now? What's next?
Let's change up the time of day.
Let's change the title of the show. for maximum brand recognition.
The other thing that I was getting is I was like, you're getting away from the initial concept of knife fight. Because knight at least rhymes with knife. And now you're just getting away. Eventually, like in a couple years, you're like, Walter J. Ling fights you. Yeah. And it's just like, that's the show. You just take off your shirt and you're like, come at me.
That's going to be like chat time with Leland and Walter. Presented by 20th Century Knife Fight.
Exactly. Presented by fighting.
Yeah.
What? So now you're gonna. Is it gonna be the?
Yeah, it's like what if Night Fight was a daytime,
like
talk
a morning
show.
Talk show,
yeah,
kind of. And but you know, and morning talk shows, what they don't do is serve brunch,
right,
or food while the show's happening, for the most part. Unless it's Rachel Ray, who is delightful.
Is she?
I love Rachel Ray. I'm not gonna lie. This is I'm just kind of modeling this whole thing after Rachel Ray.
So are we to presume, as the listener, that it's going to be if Night Fight, say, got canceled.
I just get so bored when Keith talks.
God forbid.
Don't hit him.
Fight,
why
Keith.
Are you sitting on the same side as
Keith everybody? Fight.
Keith
Fuck.
Fight.
Fuck.
Bored.
So Night Fight, let's say, heaven, God forbid, gets canceled.
Okay.
And then another channel picks you up as the morning show. Is that what's happening?
No, that's not at all it. I feel like you're misrepresenting it.
Damn it.
I feel like I said, we got so successful.
So successful.
We've spun off from ourselves.
So Night Fight's still happening.
Sure.
So you're like, now you're like, basically, I feel that you're in the process of building the programming for the Fight Network. Or the...
That's a UFC thing.
Knife Network?
Leland, why don't you talk about some of the guests we're going to have on.
2 o'clock, 2 o'clock Bear Man, 11 p.m., Night Fight. 8 a.m., brunch fight. Oh, no, 11 a.m., breakfast fight.
Leland, by the way, I'm telling literally everybody I see that they can be on the show.
Really?
And it's going to be like an hour and a half show. But I'm like, Sarah, you want to be on the show? You want to be on brunch fight? Awesome, you're on, you're booked.
Senior fringe correspondent, Sarah.
You've booked more people?
Booked is because
I think
Morgan and Chris Dolger were here earlier, and I was like, if you guys want to drop by.
Are you sure it wasn't George Hamilton Braithwaite?
No, Chris Dolger is in that show.
Oh,
he's
is
villain.
He? Oh.
He's the villain.
Yeah.
He's a villain.
I thought you were just mixing up.
Nope.
You thought
people
it.
Of color.
that's right. That's what I'm doing. Yeah.
So
not even the same goddamn color. All right.
I think that's a safe bet, Walter, just from an outsider's perspective, that I feel that everybody you book has like a 50-50 chance of showing being after the crazy 13th hour the Friday before.
Just what I'm saying, yeah.
Like, everybody's going to roll the dice on whether they wake up and show up.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. There may be some brunch beverages, right?
Leland, what's your favorite, what's your favorite brunch beverage?
Well, I think the only one you can have is a Bloody Caesar.
Yes.
Disagree.
And mimosas, possibly.
Do you know?
Yeah.
What, do you know?
Yeah, but again, it's we're charging $5 cover. So, yeah.
Do you know what's an underrated brunch beverage?
Here just whiskey.
No, but
just straight whiskey.
Guinness is very thick.
Yeah.
Very wholesome. Tastes great.
High in iron, I think.
Probably. Yeah. I remember there's a place in Boston called the Poorhouse. Poor spelled poor, like the.
Oh thing. Man.
Wait, it's great. But anyway, they do drunk breakfast.
Hold on. Wait for it.
Yes.
Wait for it. Hey, Sarah.
Jägermeister. It tastes like toothpaste.
It does.
Does not taste.
It really does.
It tastes like toothpaste.
What toothpaste?
A gross
Colgate.
One. A cinnamon.
Are you saying?
Colgate,
but are you
Colgate,
saying that you
Colgate,
like drinking
toothpaste.
Jägermeister for brunch?
For brunch.
Listeners,
don't brush your teeth.
You're gonna have to bring your own Jägermeister for brunch. Are you coming to brunch fight?
Is it a
BYO? Are you going to be out of town for that one?
No, I think I'll be in town.
Am I out of town?
Sarah's so hardcore
that she brushes her teeth with Jägermeister.
Yeah.
You're like Kesha.
Is Night Fight bring BYOB? Yeah. Is it bring your own booze?
I don't think we're... No, it's absolutely not BYOB. It's
Walter's
really,
winking now,
I'm not winking. I'm not even winking.
Walter's winking.
Don't fucking be... Don't.
He's tapping his nose and winking.
Don't be your own bee.
Don't bring your own bee.
Don't be your own bee. Seriously, don't.
Right.
There'll be like the bar will probably be open. I'm pointing. This is that works on a. We're sitting next to the bar at Mainline. That'll be open,
yeah.
And who knows what might be included in your $5 brunch.
So who are the fucking guests that you are sure of?
Oh well, my favorite is John Bennett.
John Bennett,
who's supposed to be here today but isn't.
I don't know. I think he was coming off a plane today. To be fair,
he's an incredible storyteller.
Yeah,
you want to text him?
We should plug the name
Australia.
Of this show. It's
no
Story
one cares,
Horror. Leland. John Bennett.
Everyone's just cutting you off.
I'm going to cut Sarah's mic here. There we go. John Bennett is going to be like our main guest of honor. And
yeah. He's our couch guest.
He's our couch guest.
Yeah.
The main couch guest, because there'll probably be others.
Okay.
And just added.
Yeah, Victoria LaBerge.
Vicky LaBee.
Little Vicky LaBee.
Vicky LaBee.
She's going to play some ukulele tunes for us.
Cool.
She has a song called Stoner Boy. And I think it might be about me and Walter.
That is amazing.
It's not Stoner Boys.
Hey, man, I don't smoke weed.
It's a Stoner Boy.
I've never smoked weed once in my life. I don't.
Can I throw this out there? Is it possible it's about Ella France?
It may be about it might be about Air France.
It might be about Air France.
I want to say that, you know, I know that when I'm hungover and going for brunch, the first thing I want to hear is a bunch of ukulele music.
No, it's going to be a soothing daytime vibe.
A soothing ukulele. Slow jams. Slow jams on ukulele. Right.
So you're fine.
Right. I might not sleep. I might just stay
just
up
drink through
night.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know
we've
got to
be
here for 10:30, by the way.
We're so hungover. Like, we're going to be, like, destroyed.
You know we've got to be here for 10:30? Do you know that? Are you ready for that?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Ah, shit. Has it been 10 minutes yet?
Yeah, it's been more than that. You want to wrap it up? So March 21st?
March
21st.
March 21st.
Saturday at noon.
June 21st.
June 21st.
Yeah. In the mini main space.
Oh, man.
Although I think it's going to spill into the regular space. I think it's going to spill into the main space. Spill onto
on the
streets. We're just going to be throwing bacon out the windows onto St. Lawrence.
We'll be serving eggs.
Eggs.
Potatoes.
Potatoes.
Some sort of breakfast meat.
Maybe two kinds of breakfast
possibly.
Meat. Possibly two.
And
can you make a stack of bacon and then like make it rain bacon? Like
perhaps Murray? Perhaps a clam-based beverage.
Maybe.
For the first 5 to 10 guests.
There might be a trademark knife trick that I might teach the crowd. Maybe.
Yeah.
Is that part of like a garnish?
You'll have to show up and find out for yourself.
And a
brunch night.
Whenever we get around to writing it, I'm sure it'll be a top 38 list.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah.
Top 38 list.
You guys need to write it at 10:30 in the morning, that morning. It'll be the worst.
They need to write it at 5:30
And we should mention this because it's like this is a legit Fringe show.
Right.
It's part of the Fringe After Dark series. So you could actually – so when are you putting this – put this up early, man.
I don't know, put it up early.
So there's like – you could buy your fucking tickets and shit like in advance, which I find is crazy. Like for like Night Fight, it's like you can buy tickets.
I recommend you do buy them in advance because it might sell out, obviously.
Yeah.
And also if you buy them in advance –
this one might actually sell out.
If you sleep through it, Walter still gets your money.
There you go.
So buy them in advance. Boom. Like don't wait till the day of.
$5 cover
for
all this fun.
Plus the $2 Fringe taste, I call it.
Yeah, the taste.
The soupçon.
it's like the black hand in The Godfather.
Yeah.
So Amy Blackmore can wet her beak.
Wow. What?
That's a thing.
That's a thing. It's a mafia thing. Anyway, we've been joined here for episode 3 by Leland Beck. Leland, thank you so much for joining us.
Go plug yourself.
Oh, he's got a lot.
You plug in Mother Fringes.
Go plug yourself.
It's Walter and Keith talking at the Fringe Show.
With Air Friends.
Air Friends. Those sweet, sweet piano tunes you're listening to right now come courtesy of Leland Beckman and Oral Turpitude. Oh man, that was some great podcasting, wasn't it? Anyhow, be sure as always to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, add us on iTunes, buy our stuff, and basically try as hard as you can to make us happy in every single way possible. Of course, be sure to check back every day on 9to5.cc for comics on Wednesdays, podcasts on Thursdays, Scott or Sophie's art on Fridays, and seriously, we'll try as hard as we can to get Zombies and Loathing, Fuck Mondays, and Templars back as soon as we can. Thanks for listening, everyone.
9to5.cc. We're not working. Why should you?